Hey everyone, it's me, Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl, here at Hungryland with Jamie and Mikey for another exciting and riveting episode of the Hungry Girl to the Right Thing podcast.
Hello.
Hello, humans.
I'm so excited for this one.
I know you are.
I have potentially my best idea ever.
What is that?
Okay, so normally we wait until the end of the episode to tell people we're giving away prizes and how to enter.
Yes.
You ready?
Yes.
We need another verse to the Hungry Girl theme song.
We do?
Yes. So someone needs to write. It doesn't have to be good.
Me.
Yes, we absolutely need it. So Okay. Someone needs to write a new version of...
A new verse.
Just
right?
A new verse.
Right,
yes.
Right. Yeah. But a new...
verse.
For what is it? Not right.
So the last part.
Great girl.
Guilt-free fries and ice cream swirls.
Yeah.
Right.
Tips and tricks from Hungry Girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
A new version of that.
Yeah. And then who's going to record it?
They have to record it.
Oh no, that's gonna scare people.
I don't know.
Yeah, but the prize. Okay, here's the.
Well, let's play some of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you come up with a new version, new verse, and record it and send it to Mikey.
Yeah. So
and
actually,
we play it. The prize you are going to get, you will fall off your chair.
Yeah. So you'll have to call the number instead of text the number. So the number to call, because I don't think I can accept voice memos.
No, you can't? What? Really?
Yeah, much. I don't know. So I don't want to. So I'd rather just have it be a voicemail. So send a voicemail, say your name, sing the verse.
Then they have to sing it live. We're not going to get anyone. I don't even know what.
Or if speak we, it. They can speak it.
If all three of us took a plane to go to their house as a prize, I don't
it's
think we're going to get any.
Guys, big prizes.
You can speak it or sing it. It's up to you. 805-380-8075.
Okay. And I'll also send a lot of signed items.
Oh, yeah.
Like books and things. Wow.
Books and tricks and.
Whoa. What a way to start the day. Okay. We're going to jump in. Today's episode is a summer haul. It's a summer haul from Costco.
Yes. Costco.
Yes. We love Costco.
Oh, this is going to be a good one.
It is.
It's
everything
haul.
Gigantic. How do we have room in here to fit everything? Very, very excited about that. I know, Mikey, did you both do the shopping?
No, I did. I texted Jamie for a few things, but I did most of it. And disclaimer, we have tried two of the items that are in
you
this
guys
haul.
Or I have.
We have.
Okay. But he and I. But there's one I'm dying to find out what you think of because I was telling Mike I'm so excited to get
I know
your feedback.
Nothing about this haul. I was excluded from the text chain,
yeah,
whatever.
I don't want to bother you. It was a Saturday.
Lots of high protein.
I do nothing on Saturdays.
Ready to eat finds.
Oh, I'm excited.
Finds.
I'm hungry. Good. All right, good. Well, I don't want to waste any time. Let's jump into the exciting world of breaking chews.
Okay, it might be the start of summer, but M&M's are already thinking about Halloween. The bite-sized candies have a new flavor. It's milk chocolate pumpkin pie. So it's ginger, nutmeg, cinnamon, and allspice all inside that little M&M shell. And they haven't announced the release date, but I have to imagine it's going to be September, maybe the end of August. And I have a picture for you.
Oh, I'd love
to
see it. The
picture's great.
I want to see it. I want to see it.
And it looks like there might be like, they might be three colors.
I wish it was like a white chocolate pumpkin
pie. There's like orange. There's a white.
Yeah, yeah.
One and a chocolate one.
Wow.
The cartoon M&M looks so concerned.
He does. He looks very upset. Like someone's going to take his piece of pumpkin pie.
Well, he knows he's going to be eaten.
Oh, it's kind of sad.
Poor guy.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to like it. I don't really love allspice.
Yeah.
I like cinnamon. I don't really love clove. We'll see. I would try them. Do you have them?
No. They don't come out until, we don't know. They haven't announced it, but. I mean, it's like September, right? It'll
be
September.
We'll wait. We'll be patient.
Labor Day is my guess. Maybe that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So the Labor Day haul might be M&M's included. And here's one that you might have to wait even longer than Halloween, unless you live near a Publix in the Southeast. Very specific. Welch's is launching Grape Aid. So they'll come in 16-ounce bottles with three different flavors. There's a strawberry, a mango, and a green grape. It's made from real fruit juice with half the sugar of traditional Aid. Aid drinks like lemonade, Gator, whatever, all the aids. And as mentioned, they are available right now at Publix, but only in the Southeast. And then they'll roll out nationwide in early 2025. Such a long time between the two, but.
Right. It's not purple. It's green. Yeah. I love green grape. I would try those. I want to try the mango.
Yeah.
This seems good. And how many calories are they? We don't know.
But you know what? I just realized Jamie's parents live in the Southeast near a Publix, and they're going to be here in about 3 weeks or so, we should ask
tell them
to
sneak
it
on the plane.
Well, they can pack it because it's liquid.
So mm-hmm. They can't sneak. Don't risk your parents getting in trouble with TSA. That would be not good.
I like their little tagline. It says, got the quenchies instead of the munchies. Like,
oh, that's
you need
cute.
Your thirst quenched.
I have the quenchies, actually. I'm going to have like some of my Perrier.
Quench is a word that doesn't get used enough.
Mm-mm.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Quench. Isn't there like a some company? Like, is there a...
If not, quench? Let's trademark it right now. Quench.com.
I bet that's taken. Yeah, that's probably taken. Who knows? All right. While you guys research that, we're going to jump right into our Costco finds, starting with Amy Lou's taco seasoned chicken crumbles.
Guys, it's up for grabs. Quench.com.
For how, like, how many thousands? How many tens of thousands of dollars?
Only... Oh, yeah. We have to pay someone to try to get it for us. It'll cost us $120 to hire a negotiator.
Oh, okay. While you do that, I'm going to quench my thirst. All right, so this is chicken crumbles. So it's just like ground chicken with seasoning?
Yeah.
Real chicken?
Yeah.
I'm so used to hearing the word crumbles associated with like mm-hmm. a plant-based situation.
And this
situation.
Is one of the items that we have tried.
Oh, I bet. Already. It's right up your alley.
Yeah. Amy Lou taco seasoned chicken crumbles. Okay. I feel like they might come in other flavors too.
I think we had like
just a general one, right?
Maybe an Italian seasoning one.
Oh, it smells so good.
It does smell good. I mean, and we know Amy Lou from sausages usually, right?
I met her. She's amazing.
Oh, this is so yum. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
I would eat this all day long.
Yeah. And we've
spicy too.
Tastes like taco meat.
Mm-hmm.
I first found this like a couple weeks ago and we've bought it every week since.
It's incredible. Like, mm-hmm. what are the stats like?
So 2 ounces has 100. Oh, it has a little kick to
yeah,
it.
Definitely yeah. spicy.
I came in after. Hang on.
Mm-hmm.
2 ounce portion has 100 calories, 6 grams of fat, 9 grams of protein, 3 Weight Watcher points. You know what, though? That 2 ounces goes a long way because it's very like fluffy.
I was going to ask about that because I was like, oh, would I want like 4 ounces? And it's still fine, but.
Yeah, because I usually do 4 ounces of protein. And as I'm measuring it out, I'm like, whoa, there's a lot of this.
It's fluffy.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm not Gabriel Iglesias, but fluffy.
Hey, it's fluffy. Anyone?
I don't know if that's going to go over a lot of heads.
Probably.
Probably.
Dana?
I like it. I like it. It tastes very rich and I would love to make tacos out of it.
Mm-hmm. Be so good on a salad with salsa and sour cream.
Sour cream.
Lettuce tacos.
Yes. Yes. And where can people find this?
Only at Costco for now.
Oh, wow. Worth the trip.
Yeah.
Next up, we have something else from Amy Lou. These are chicken meatballs with basil and parm. So it's Parmesan, basil, chicken meatballs. I know you guys are big meatball eaters.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Have you had these?
Yes.
I figured.
This is the one I'm very eager.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these are the two items. The first two are the ones that we've tried.
I'm just going to grab one. Yeah, like we're at a cocktail party without the toothpick. These are like small sized meatballs. Not large. What is the serving? 4 of these guys?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Tastes like little Italian meatballs.
Okay. However these were cooked, it is a billion times different than how it tastes when we cook it.
Well, what? So I mix
it. Did we microwave it?
No, I put it in marinara and then I put it on the stovetop. So I heat it like with the marinara.
It does the weirdest thing to the texture. We still love it and eat it.
You mean it's better now?
Yes.
Do we air fry this? Do we know? Let's see.
We'd have to ask the preparer.
Yeah. It says stovetop, microwave, or air fry. I bet you he air fried it.
I bet he did
too.
Yeah,
totally different. Yeah.
Wow. Well, the
still
texture
love
is really
it,
good.
Yeah. But it's more of like a soft, wet texture.
Yeah, well, it's sitting
mushy.
For like 20 minutes in marinara
sauce.
Yeah.
I recommend this way. I would sooner do it this way, like cook it, air fry, or skillet, and then toss it in marinara.
Yeah, I would skillet and then just like pour some marinara over it. But
what
they're
do you
yummy.
Think?
I like them a lot.
Me too.
They're good. I mean, and what are the stats? These look pretty good, I think.
So flavorful. 4 meatballs, 160 calories, 9 grams of fat, 17 grams of protein, 5 Weight Watcher points, available at Costco and other club stores. It's Amy Lou chicken meatballs with basil and Parmesan.
I like them.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, we have Green Ridge Naturals cheddar cheese and jalapeno chicken sticks.
Okay, so disclaimer.
There's no way.
We tried these in the beef form. This is the one that it was like 100
like
calories for
tall.
A beef stick, and we didn't believe it. But
didn't
now
we call? Didn't we call the company?
I think we tried to, but now they
like
have
2 feet
them.
Long.
Yeah, now they have them in chicken.
This is easily 18 inches of, it's size-wise between jerky and a hot dog, right? Like thickness?
Thickness. Thickness.
The thickness of a dime.
It's almost like the thickness of a hot dog, but it's like 2-3 hot dogs standing on top of each other, balancing.
It's massive, and it's 130 calories.
Wow. How can that be?
I don't even know how to open this up.
We should weigh it.
Oh, yeah, we should. Wait, do we have a scale? How many ounces is it supposed to be? How many grams for that? I don't know if I believe the size of this.
Yeah, this is the exact reaction we had when we tried beef version, which was like in 2023 or 2022.
I know it was a long time ago, but
well,
I liked
85
it.
85 grams, that's 3 ounces.
That looks like more, but I don't know. What do I know? Whoa, look at that thing.
I don't even know how to cut this.
Knife or a fork?
Should we just all like go on one end?
No, there's only two ends.
Let's do this like Lady and the Tramp style.
Okay. Oh, I want to take a picture of that.
Yeah, but it has to be you two doing that. Good job.
Good job. I'm just going to let you.
All right. This is the weirdest thing ever.
It's weirder than I could ever. Here's it's cold.
You have to take a picture with that.
What is this? I'll take a photo with it.
Yeah, it's supposed to be eat from the fridge.
Wait, why is it here, Jamie? You grab the piece I'm not touching.
It's supposed to be like when you remember like Hickory Farms. I think it's supposed to be something like that.
Why is it like slimy? Wet and slimy?
Yeah, it is a little slimy.
Why is it slimy? I'm confused. What's happening? It's like a chicken stick snake.
It's like kielbasa.
Mm-hmm. I'm so confused. All right. I'm going to take a bite. There's cheese in it, right?
Yeah. Jalapeno and cheese. It's pretty good.
It's really good, but this is a lot of cheese. Mm-hmm. Can't be that low.
Can't be.
Mmm. I love it.
Should we weigh one of those?
Yeah, we should. Want to go get.
Yeah.
Okay, Jamie's back with a scale, with all of her.
This is very exciting.
Extras. There's like a little plate on the scale. This is exciting. Are you gonna like balance the stick on the big plate?
Okay, wait. Remind me the grams it should be. Is it 85?
This is like surgery. We have to take photos of this.
It's supposed to be, 85 grams is one stick.
Any guesses?
I'm gonna say
it's not 85.
More or less.
I'm not telling you. Take a guess.
I want you to weigh it on, not on the plate, too, because I think the plate might be. I know it's not.
Oh, didn't you factor in the plate?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to. Do you want to go?
I think it weighs less than 85.
What do you think it weighs?
67.
I think it weighs 123.
79.
What?
Wow. So it's just filler? Like, how does it?
I don't know. All I know is.
It is like three hot dogs. But it's good.
I believe it. It's delicious.
It looks pretty new. It's at Costco exclusively. It's Green Ridge Naturals cheddar cheese and jalapeno chicken sticks in the fridge. One stick, 130 calories, 7 grams of fat, 15 grams of protein, 4 Weight Watcher points. I should say, by the way, the last two products we tried are also in the refrigerator.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We forgot to tell people. Yeah. I think we should call this company and ask them.
We can.
How it's possible.
We can.
Let's look at the ingredients.
Is there a phone number?
Is there ingredients on there?
I just don't understand it. They're delicious. Yeah. I want to eat all of them. Okay. I wish they were individual.
The top two.
Ah! Whoa. Sausage stick down. Or is it sausage?
Chicken stick down.
Well, the first two ingredients are chicken and water.
Hopefully it's all water.
Yeah.
But it doesn't taste like it. Chicken, water, cheddar cheese, jalapeno. Those are really the main ingredients. And then spices.
Wow. Maybe it's just a lot of water.
Yeah.
I think this is like a major find.
I think so, too. If it's real, that's what we have to call this company. Yeah. Is there
imagine
a phone number
like
there?
Having this instead of a stick of jerky, like a meat snack. This is like
oh,
a
just
meat
taking
meal.
It in the car would be like out the car window, hitting the person next to you at the
like
stoplight.
Like a surfboard on top of your car.
It's just crazy. I'll take pictures.
Don't see a phone number, but they are in
hiding.
Elk Grove Village, Illinois.
Let's go.
Green Ridge Farms, if you want to Google
Elk Grove Village. I think I know what else they
do. You're saying we've had a beef version?
We've had their beef stick. Yeah, and we had the exact same reaction. Like, we were like, there's no way. But we didn't weigh it, so we don't know if it was probably legit. Mm-hmm.
There's an original beef, jalapeno cheddar beef, spicy chili beef, black forest beef.
Well, I think we had the original
dry
beef
pork, and then chicken. They call it a chicken snack stick.
Snack.
This is a meal stick.
I don't know. I feel like this might be a case of when people submit the recipe, they're submitting a recipe and like forgetting to mention all the fat that's in it. Mm-hmm. And
I mean, it's not low fat,
chicken?
Right? What is it? 7 grams.
7 grams.
7 times 9. So it's like half fat, 50% fat. Okay. Yeah.
Delish. Right.
Really delicious, like amazingly delicious.
And here's their mission statement. We believe in making food the way it should be with all natural ingredients and real hardwood smoke. Only then is it good enough for your family and ours. Michael and I can't.
Oh, there's a person's name. We're calling him. Let's call Michael. I'm going to friend him on Facebook.
Sebastian. Michael and Sebastian. Oh,
are they brothers?
Maybe.
We have to get in touch with them. Let's table that. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. We've devoted enough time.
All right. Next up. And by the way, those are just at Costco. Did we say that already?
Yes. Right now, that's where it looks like. They're pretty new.
Next, we have Siete dairy-free, queso, grain-free puff snacks. We all love Siete. I am very familiar with Siete's chips. They're like tortilla chips. And these are a puff snack and a dairy-free version.
I know I said we'd move on from Green Ridge, but it looks like you can buy them on their website.
Oh. I wonder if they're on Amazon. I don't know.
Now, this product I have been waiting to... I've been holding back because I really wanted to get this, but I didn't. And because I love Siete as well.
You know, they taste a little like fake pork rinds. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A little, but they're good. They're better. I like that. What are they made of? I like them.
Yeah.
They're like...
It's a dairy-free cheese.
But what's like the crunch factor? Is it like quinoa or...
Lentils.
Oh, it does taste lentily.
It says that's great.
Lentil flour, potato starch, potato flour, sea salt, turmeric, avocado oil, queso seasoning, yeast, salt, all that stuff.
They're good.
I think they're great.
Mm-hmm.
Like them.
There are ground dates in here.
Wait, and that's a nice size. Guess how many of those pieces you get for 140 calories?
27.
23.
Well.
One ounce. 1 ounce, about 23 pieces, 140 calories, 8 grams of fat, 4 grams of protein, 5 Weight Watcher points at retailers nationwide, online from Amazon, Thrive Market, and Siete Foods. It's Siete dairy-free, queso, grain-free puff snacks.
Nice.
That was a lot to say.
Yeah, totally. Next, we have Stone Mill Kitchen's caramelized onion premium dip. Oh, I want to dip one of those queso things in there. It's a premium dip. Caramelized onion dip. And before I judge this dip, what are the stats of this dip so we know what to expect?
2 tablespoons, 70 calories, 6 grams of fat, 1 gram of protein, 3 Weight Watcher points.
Okay, so it's not...
And it's like...
Very thick.
I'm holding it upside down and nothing is happening.
So it's like a decent... A decent stat dip.
It's like cream cheese
texture.
Consistency.
Like whipped kind of
cream cheese.
And
it smells glorious. We have a great recipe for caramelized onion dip.
Hold on. Where's the... Oh, here's the dip.
Yeah. Like a great recipe.
So you're trying to say our recipe is going to be better than this
Maybe.
Dip? I bet.
Can you pass me the dip, Jamie?
Yeah, let me give you the dip. So. Hang on.
When you dip a dip, we dip.
So much dipping.
Lots. I'm going to try the dip alone first. Yum.
Oh,
that's delicious.
Actually tastes exactly like ours.
That's incredible. I'd put that on a sandwich, like a little...
On chicken?
I'd spread it on like a turkey sandwich.
That's like the best onion dip ever.
It really is. It's way better than like the... thick onion dip that we grew up having.
Oh yeah. It's not like when you take like onion mix and sour cream. Mm-hmm. It's cream cheesy. It's thick. The roasted caramelized flavor.
That's it. The caramelized onions make it.
It's, you know, they say premium and they were not lying. I do want to look. So ours. Okay. Here's the difference. Our recipe, you get 1/3 cup for 75 calories.
Oh, so like twice as much.
Yeah. But this is also an older recipe where we used a lot of fat-free ingredients. I feel like maybe we should make this over with some current ingredients.
Where people can use what they want.
Whatever they like. This is Stone Mill Kitchen's caramelized onion premium dip in the fridge. 2 tablespoons, 70 calories, 6 grams of fat, 3 Weight Watcher points. It appears to be only available at Costco. I mean, if you've been on the fence about getting a Costco membership, it's time.
You know, there's... Because I just took another one without anything, just by itself. Mm-hmm. There's a very nice, subtle, like, taste at the end. Maybe it's the cream. I don't know. But did you taste that? You want to try it again?
Yeah. No, I know. And it doesn't have, like, a tang. It's just, like, smooth.
Yeah.
It's so yummy.
I wonder if they use balsamic vinegar. I always, like, with caramelized onions, that's such a nice touch.
I wonder.
Oh, that is heavenly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, next we have Costello cream cheese spread. Oh, another cream cheese situation.
Three of them. Look at this.
Wait.
You're going to die.
What is this?
Wait, do you see?
I saw this and I was like, I don't care if it's a little bit high in calorie. This Lisa's going to
What is
want
it? A
this.
Flight? It's a flight of cream cheese?
Flight Not only that. Cheese,
but look at the flavors.
They're like little bagels, though, of they're, cream cheese.
Oh, they're shaped like bagels, yeah. But it's cream cheese.
Yes.
So they're cream cheese bagels yeah. without the
cream
bagel.
Cheese rings.
All right. So green and red bell pepper is one flavor. Then there's ginger, spicy, chili, and coconut. And then pineapple, almond, and papaya. Yeah.
And don't they have like different what? Like country names or something like Caribbean or?
I want to look at the size. I think they're going to be similar to like a pineapple ring. Mm-hmm. Oh. And they're 100 calories each.
Taste Mexico, taste Thailand, taste Hawaii. What do you mean?
Yeah. I guess that was 100
calories each. There aren't this. Isn't this a whole ring that you have to just cut into?
Yeah, but it's 100 calories per quarter of ring, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, it would have to be because they're huge. 90 calories per serving, 4 servings per container.
I really thought it was the whole ring.
Oh.
No.
So we're going to try a little bit of everything, right?
Yeah. You want to open one? We'll each open one. I'll open the Taste Hawaii pineapple almond papaya. Fun. This is fun. Look at it does look like a bagel. So that's
it's big.
Servings.
I stand corrected. I said I thought it was going to be like a pineapple ring size. It's like a it's a bagel.
It's 4 servings.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's pretty good for.
Yeah.
So a quarter of this serving. I mean, that's
It's a little more than an ounce, so it's similar to 2 tablespoons. Yeah. So it's you know compared to cream cheese, it's high.
I have.
Are we each trying one?
Yeah, but we'll each try them all.
Yeah.
So shouldn't we start with the same one each?
No.
Here's the.
My God, the pineapple and papaya one is to die for.
That's Thailand right there.
Oh my goodness, that pineapple one is like life changing.
Oh,
this is Thailand. What's Thailand's Thailand good?
Very subtle Thailand, yeah.
Subtle Thailand.
Which
I'm
one
so
was that?
Confused.
The peppers?
I don't even know what I'm trying.
These are amazing.
Mmm. Ooh.
So this is to me like easily. I would not eat a quarter of that. I would eat an eighth of that. I think
this is delectable.
What's the is this the one I didn't try?
Oh,
the one with
what's
the coconut. That's the best one. Oh, I haven't tried the other one yet.
Taste Hawaii. Pineapple, almond, and papaya. That's the best thing I've ever tried. That is a dessert spread.
Yeah. Definitely the pineapple one's the best. That one's spicy.
Wait, am I crazy? If you took the Taste Hawaii one, don't you think you could turn that into like a cheesecake?
Mm-hmm.
Add cream cheese, some sweetener, and vanilla.
Wow. These are all amazing.
So good. These are so much fun. What is this brand?
Ooh, there's heat.
Who's Costello? I know, that's really hot. I'm like, what is this person? Who is this Costello?
My mind is blown.
Well, Costello was the partner of Abbott
and Costello.
Where are the lids?
There aren't any. Don't you peel them?
Oh, there were no lids.
That's the problem. That's the rub. There's the rub. There's no lid. You have to eat them.
Well, let me tell you more about Costello. They also have whipped dips with lids. I'm also seeing it looks like you might be able to get these individually, not the flight. What else do they have? Costello snacks, Greek style cheese. They're definitely a cheese company.
Wow. Where else can you get these?
I'm so glad you asked. At Costco and other select stores, it is a global product. And in other countries, there are even more varieties available.
Wow.
Really?
Let's take a flight.
What a flight where?
I don't know. Global.
Global.
It's Costello cream cheese spread in the fridge. A quarter of a ring is 90 to 100 calories, 7 to 9 grams of fat, 2 to 3 grams of protein, 4 to 5 Weight Watcher points. Wowza. Yeah.
Where else can we get these? I know it says other select stores. Do we know?
Other fine retailers.
I just want to get this Hawaii one.
Buy. Yeah.
I believe if you go to CostelloCheese.com.
I'm a fan. I am a fan. But I'm also ready for the next item, which is Pete's Seafood Freshly Made Shrimp Ceviche. It's a refrigerated item. It is a ceviche and it has shrimp in it.
Okay, so since a half a cup has 45 calories, how many calories would it be if you ate that entire pint?
Of the shrimp?
It's like a gallon.
How many servings? How many servings? Does it say how many servings? It does, but I can't see. It's far away. 6 carbs, 3 sugars.
Sorry,
8 servings. There's no way you could. There's no way you could eat this whole thing.
No way. But also, it wouldn't even be a lot.
No.
So wait, how many calories would the whole thing be?
8 times 45.
Hey Siri.
What's 8 times 45?
Hey Siri.
Less than 400.
What's 8 times 45?
8 times 45 is 360.
Wow.
Even
that's
I
like a lean cuisine.
Yeah, I could not eat that whole thing.
No.
But let's try it. There's no, giant pieces of shrimp.
I found this on the web for now.
Thank you.
She tried to play Megan Trainor.
I found this on the web for now.
Wow. That's excellent.
That's yummy.
Whoops. I'm breaking things.
Wow.
It does taste like ceviche that I love from a restaurant.
That's good.
I love the shrimp.
Is so juicy and fresh. Nothing fishy tasting about it. Can I see that?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's yummy.
I knew Jamie would love this one.
Wow.
Very citrusy.
Tomatoes, shrimp, lime juice, cucumber, onion. We should make this as a recipe. It's so easy. Do we have a shrimp ceviche recipe? Should we make
one? No, we should.
Red onion, kosher salt. I mean, literally, that's all it is. Tomatoes, shrimp, lime juice, cucumber, onion, and then seasonings.
Yeah. Ceviche, you can't go wrong with it. Usually tastes the same. Yeah. This is very, very citrusy. So, I mean, as is most ceviche, but I like it.
Yeah, that was great.
I'm a fan.
Mm.
Jamie loves it. I don't know if I like it quite as much as Jamie likes it.
I know
who's going home with that. Yeah, it's good.
You're coming home with me. All right, that was Pete's Seafood, freshly made shrimp ceviche in the fridge, half a cup, 45 calories, no fat, 5 grams of protein, 1 Weight Watcher point. I would count it as zero. Many of you might agree. It's at Costco.
Next, we have Pete's freshly made mango salsa.
Pete's back.
Who is Pete? I've never heard of this brand before until today. Well,
yeah.
Saturday.
He does salsa and he does ceviche and he seems like a good guy. It's interesting. Half cup is 40 calories. So that's, it seems higher calorie, but it's not. It's only that the serving size is much, much greater.
Okay,
so that's very low.
Let's double check that. Okay. You rarely see a salsa with more than a 2 tablespoon serving size.
Yeah. Maybe people eat that as a soup.
I'm just going to put it into a ramekin and then pass the ramekin around because it just seems easier.
I hope it's not overly.
Where's
like,
the label?
Where is
behind
the label?
Me. Here's the ramekin.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. I like this. It's like a salsa with mango. Here.
Wow.
This
half
is
a
for
cup.
You.
So the only ingredients, again, Pete knows what's up. The only ingredients, tomato, mango, red onion, cilantro, peppers, lemon, lime, salt. Like, this is, uh-oh. Let me get a little bitey bite.
No.
Not a fan.
Oh, no.
No, again, I'm telling you. Remember I said I hope it's not too citrusy?
Ugh.
It's so heavy-handed with the lime.
Yeah, it's too sour.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Pete, I'm sorry.
Pete, you're betting one for two. Yeah. 500.
Oh, Pete. Yeah. You know what? I think he tried too hard to like say, hey, what if we repurpose the ceviche recipe and turn it into a salsa?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's something about it. Not okay.
Mm.
Ooh, Pete.
If you're feeling daring and you want to try it anyway, it's Pete's freshly made mango salsa. Half a cup, 40 calories. No added sugar. 1 Weight Watcher point at Costco.
I think the biggest problem with it is that people who want mango salsa probably want something sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not sweet at all. Next up, something that I hope is sweet, Pinkaboo pine berries. I remember pine berries. These are like the white strawberry.
Yeah, so these are the same. We've tried these before. I didn't realize it. I thought this was like a new version of the white berry.
Yeah,
it's like
a white strawberry.
Why is it called Pinkaboo when it's white?
Because they're trying to maybe because like
pink
and red make white. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's too large.
But yeah, we had these.
They look like unripe strawberries.
Yeah.
A couple years ago, I think we had these.
But they're fully delicious.
Mmm.
Delish.
Wow. How would you compare it to a regular strawberry?
My mom is calling. Should I answer?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Mom, you're on the podcast live.
I am.
What do you have to say for yourself? Listen, if you say anything embarrassing, we'll edit you out. But if you want to say anything entertaining, we'll keep you in. No pressure.
What?
Hi, Floosh.
Hi, Floosh.
Hello, what's going on? Oh, everybody's listening to me.
No, no one yet, but they might if we keep you in the podcast. So try to be entertaining. We might edit you out or we might keep you in.
I cannot be entertaining with my voice.
Aww.
Aww. Your voice is lovely.
Lisa, what do you think your mom would like most that we tried today?
Oh, I think my mom would definitely like the berry. Definitely like the strawberry.
Yeah. What are the options?
I'll bring some to you next time I see you.
You'll have to listen.
You have to listen to the podcast again, Mom.
All right. I'll come there and do one with
you
guys.
Okay,
please.
That sounds perfect.
All right, have fun.
Thank you. Love you.
Bye.
Love you.
Bye.
The sweetest. Just
She's
the
so
sweetest.
Funny. Anyway, I like that berry.
Yeah, it's great.
And just as you might imagine, the stats are basically the same as strawberries, 45 calories a cup. No Weight Watcher points. It's Pinkaboo, pink berries in the fridge. They are at retailers nationwide. You can go to wishfarms.com to find them.
Mm, I'll find them. Next up, we have some S-U-M-M exclamation point food. Some food with heart. Strawberry apple pie rolls. This looks like a Hungry Girl recipe thing. Yeah. Is it like an air fryer fruit roll up kind of thing?
Yeah. Oh, I thought goodness. It was Hungry Girl recipe actually when I first picked it up.
Ooh. Oh, wait, how many? Wait, before I bite into this, I want to know how many calories. 200 for this?
100.
100 each roll.
That's it?
Yep.
That seems low. Hold on, let me bite.
Size-wise, it's like between a spring roll and an egg roll.
Mm.
Strawberry apple pie. What do you think? What do you think?
I love it.
Yeah. That is unbelievably great.
Delicious. I would like
whipped topping
on that thing, or ice cream, or powdered sugar.
I feel like even like a sweet ricotta, like I feel like some sort of a creamy dip would be good with it.
So
Greek
good.
Yogurt. Oh, yeah. Greek vanilla yogurt.
That would be good with yogurt. Yeah. You're right.
And it's not.
If you paired that, with a 100 calorie container of yogurt and that,
breakfast.
You would be so satisfied.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's not like overly sweet. Like it's sweet.
No, it's great. Yeah. It's perfectly sweet.
You know what it reminds me of? A Blintz. Did you say that already? Did someone say that?
It is like a Blintz.
I love a Blintz.
Definitely like a Blintz, like an air fried Blintz.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Nom, nom, nom. What else do they make this? Some food with heart.
Some food.
Some food with heart.
Let's see. Products. Gyoza, dumplings, spring rolls, dessert rolls. So let's see. Oh, those look good. Crispy vegetable spring rolls.
Wow, I like it. Is that the only dessert item they have?
It is not. They also have, in addition to the strawberry apple pie, they have apple pie with caramel sauce.
Ooh.
They have triple berry.
Whoa.
And that's it.
Wow, I love this.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Some food with heart. Strawberry apple pie rolls in the fridge. Two pieces have 200 calories, 10 grams of fat. 8 Weight Watcher points at select Costco locations.
I would really only like to eat one of them. Yeah. I wouldn't even need two of them.
Yeah,
it's what a nice little treat.
A phenomenal haul.
It really
There's
is.
There's only
Good
been
job.
One that's been like not and, so great.
Which you would think would have been the one like slam
that
dunk.
We liked. I know.
It's so you're weird. Right.
You never know. Life is full of surprises. Don't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah.
All right. The final product of the day. This is so crazy interesting. It's a tremendous bag of Pop Time Creations orange and vanilla cream pop. Orange and vanilla cream pop. Oh, so it's like creamsicle flavored.
Pop
naturally flavored. It's creamsicle flavored, naturally flavored. Gourmet kettle corn.
Lisa,
lots of flavor.
I kind of want you to like take a picture of that, like stand up holding it. It is so because close to your size.
It is like this. I could
it's
fit
the
in
size
this bag,
of Lisa. Yeah. It's I a could, sleeping bag
it's
for
a
Lisa.
Sleeping bag for me. No
it's,
kidding.
So
like my height.
I was done with the haul, and then I drove by towards the end of back to the front of Costco, I guess. And this thing just popped out, and I immediately texted Jamie. I'm like,
it popped.
Lisa is going to flip over this because this is so you.
Well, I do love orange cream.
Yeah.
In popcorn form, I don't know. Wow. I will say it's better than expected.
Yeah.
It tastes like something and I can't remember what.
Yeah.
It's tart. It might taste like an orange Tootsie Pop.
Mm.
Didn't there used to be a popcorn company that you would buy like a tin and it would have like 4 different quatrains? Is that the word?
Oh,
quatrains.
Yeah. That was quadrants. Like the best holiday gift.
Yeah. And I think Garrett's. There was an orange in there.
But they were always like, they were coated with like that sugary syrup.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not like that.
It's like sprinkled. It's interesting because there's definitely citric acid in here and it's a little sour.
Yeah.
It's a little strange.
I want to see what other flavors it comes in.
I don't dislike it, but I would not, like I'm eating it now, but I wouldn't like seek it out and buy it, especially a bag that size.
Well, you're stuck with a very large amount of it. So here are the other flavors. Ready?
No, you're stuck with it.
Everything bagel and cream cheese.
Oh, yum.
Truffle herb and parmesan.
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate and vanilla. Sriracha and lime. Marshmallow and cinnamon.
Ooh, I like marshmallow and cinnamon.
Oh, these look good. Wow. They do color so well.
Yeah, they do. I'm just eating things on my plate, like disgusting things.
Me too. I just finished one of the sausages.
What's sausage? Oh, you mean the chicken
sticks? Whatever.
Yeah. Me too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was good. This is lunch, so.
Same.
Yeah.
Not me.
Yummy.
Oh.
What a hideous plate I have.
Yeah. Okay. So that Pop Time Creations is available at Costco and other select retailers. You get about three cups for 120 calories. For Weight Watcher points. I mean, that serving size is really impressive. I feel like we need to try the other flavors.
Yes. And I like their creativity. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I would choose, like if I were in the meetings, mm-hmm. I'd be like, oh, I don't know if the world really wants creamsicle popcorn, but I do like the marshmallow cinnamon.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we got to try those. And honestly, everything bagel.
Oh, yeah.
I think that sounds great.
And cream cheese. Yeah. So it probably has like that cheesy deliciousness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love it. Okay. That's everything.
That's a wrap.
It.
I guess you want me to rate things.
I'm more full than I've ever been from a podcast recording.
Really?
Yeah. But I also want to keep eating because it's also good.
Yeah. I mean, I had a fair amount of items.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same.
Ready to rate.
Ready, Freddy.
Number one, we tried Amy Lou's Taco Seasoned Chicken Crumbles.
I'm giving that a 9.5.
Yeah.
Those are delicious. Mm-hmm. I will be incorporating these into my life and my salads.
Yep.
How about the chicken meatballs with basil and Parmesan?
I like those a lot, too. I'm going to give those an 8.
Nice.
Moving on, we tried Green Ridge Naturals cheddar cheese and jalapeno chicken sticks in the fridge. We did measure them.
If this is a real product with real stats, this is a 10.
Yeah.
It just would have to be a 10. I want to take some of them home.
Yeah, there's
many.
There's enough for all of us to take some home. And we could probably hand some out at the corner.
We could probably feed the hungry with those. Siete, dairy-free, queso, grain-free puff snacks.
Those are just okay. I like them. They're good enough. I'll give those a 7.5.
Oh, I like those more than you did. All right. Stone Mill Kitchen's caramelized onion premium dip.
That onion dip, 9.5.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to do a lot of things with it. No, nothing specific. Just want to use it in
nothing inappropriate.
Ways. No.
But let's talk about Costello cream cheese spread.
I have to give this product a 10 only because it's not that I liked every single one of those as a 10 out of 10. That pineapple one, the Taste Hawaii one, was a 10.
Mm. Yeah.
The creativity, the stats, the way it's packaged. Yeah. Like if you have a party and you put those out, just like across the board, 10.
Yeah.
Fabulous. What about Pete's Seafood Freshly Made Shrimp Ceviche?
I liked it. It was solid. 8.
Nice. Put a little avocado on top of that.
Mm.
Yum. Yeah.
All right, Lisa, let's talk about Pete's freshly made mango salsa.
Oh, disappointing. 4. Yeah. I'm giving it a 4, and that's a generous 4. Mm. It's a generous 4.
That is a generous 4.
It's not. It was terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible. Yeah. I want to call Pete and be like, Pete, we expect more from you. I feel like a teacher that is disappointed in a student.
And you would think there'd be a little bit of sweet in there. There was no sweet at all.
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No.
Let's talk about Pinkaboo pink pineberries, not pinkberries, pineberries.
Those are a solid, it tastes like a really yummy strawberry. 8.
Nice.
Next up, some food with heart strawberry apple pie rolls.
Ooh, 9.
Nice.
Good stats, delicious taste, fun.
Talk to me about Pop Time Creations. We tried the vanilla and the orange and vanilla cream pop flavor.
It's, not necessarily my jam, but it was good and creative. I think it's worthy of a 7.5.
That's good.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
What a haul.
Yeah.
Great haul. Good job.
Guys, remember what you have to do to win a phenomenal prize. It's only one line. It's not like a full verse. It doesn't even have to rhyme. A little.
Yeah.
Tips and tricks.
It doesn't have to.
Just record it. Guilt-free fries and ice cream swirls.
All right. We'll call the person who wins.
Okay.
We're going to call them.
Yeah, we can call them.
We'll call them also.
Yeah.
They'll win a good prize. I hope this happens.
Yeah, me too.
This would be amazing.
I'll be embarrassed if it doesn't.
Yeah.
If people will know because we won't have anything to show for it. So please, anything counts.
Yeah. We should have a programming note that we're going to take a week off for 4th of July, which would be the episode after this one would land on 4th of July. So we're going to drop that the following week.
All right. So once again, if people have questions about how to actually enter and what they need to do, they could text you.
Yeah. 805-380-8075.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you both.
Thank you.
Love you guys.
We love you.
And we love the audience as well.
We do.
Yes, we do.
All right.
Well, let's feast.
Let's feast. And we will be back soon. I'm Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl. Till next time, chew the right thing.